Russia launched 67 Shahed drones at multiple targets in Ukraine on Saturday, but Ukrainian officials reported that 58 were successfully destroyed, with several others veering into different regions.
According to Ukrainska Pravda, the drones were launched early Saturday morning from Kursk, Yaysk, and the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula. Ukraine's air defense systems tracked all 67 drones, including six that Ukraine's military said flew toward Russia, Belarus, and Russian-held Luhansk Oblast, Benjamin Wright reporting.
The United States is providing Ukraine with $250 million worth of weapons, supplies, and equipment, the Defense Department said in a statement.
Like previous packages, this one falls under presidential drawdown authority, including air defense missiles, munitions for rocket systems and artillery, as well as armored vehicles and anti-tank weapons. This package also includes small arms ammunition, patrol boats, and maritime training equipment, Liam White reporting.
An investigation is underway after an Air Force Academy cadet was found dead in her dorm room in Colorado Springs.
The Academy identified the cadet as 19-year-old Avery Kuntz from Texas. Kuntz was found unconscious and was an athlete on the track and field team. We lost an incredible teammate. Though only with us for a short time, Avery made a lasting impact on her unit, team, and class, and her loss will be deeply felt, said Lieutenant General Tony Bauernfeind. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Missouri has reported its first confirmed human case of bird flu in a person with no known exposure to animals, according to the state health department.
This brings the national total to 14 cases this year, according to federal data. The Missouri case involved an adult with underlying health conditions, as per the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The individual was hospitalized on August 22nd and has since recovered, the department said. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Prosecutors have charged a Utah man with murder, accusing him of killing his adult daughter, who was a Salt Lake City sheriff's deputy.
Hector Ramon Martinez Ayala, 54, from Tooele, admitted in a text to his brother that he made a big mistake before fleeing the country and using his daughter's bank card to withdraw money, prosecutors said in court filings. The victim has been identified as 25-year-old Marbella Martinez, according to Tooele police spokesman Colby Bentley. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Prosecutors need to resubmit their motion to reopen the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin for the fatal shooting on the set of Rust because their initial filing was too lengthy.
New Mexico Judge Mary Marlo Sommer had earlier dismissed the case during the trial after ruling that the state had withheld ammunition evidence from the defense. Last week, prosecutors submitted a 52-page motion urging the judge to reconsider, arguing that the ruling was based on insufficient facts. Paul Gomez reporting.
A 16-year-old student allegedly shot and killed a 15-year-old boy during an altercation in the boys' bathroom at Joppatown High School in Joppa, Maryland on Friday, authorities reported.
The 15-year-old Warren Curtis Grant was pulled from the bathroom by other students and received aid from school nurses and the principal, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Galler said at a news briefing. The teen was flown to a trauma center, but he died shortly after arriving at the hospital. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Red Lobster's future looks brighter after the popular seafood restaurant chain received court approval for its Chapter 11 plan to be sold to a new ownership group.
Red Lobster Management LLC announced that it will be acquired by RL Investor Holdings LLC, an entity formed by funds managed by affiliates of Fortress Investment Group LLC, along with co-investors TCW Private Credit and Blue Torch Capital. The chain will continue to operate independent, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.